I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, National Children's Dental Health Month and F-35 Hot Turns. February is National Children's Dental Health Month, and the 31st Dental Squadron at Aviano Air Base is raising awareness about the importance of oral health for kids. The squadron is committed to helping children develop good oral hygiene habits early, which prevents tooth decay and cavities and protects young wyverns' overall health.
National Children's Dental Health Month emphasizes healthy habits such as brushing twice a day for 2 minutes, flossing daily, and limiting sugary snacks and drinks to help children maintain good oral health. Parents and caregivers emphasizing the importance of these daily habits at an early age builds the foundation for lifelong healthy smiles and healthy habits. Major Bonnie Lay, 31st Dental Squadron General Dentist, shares why it is important to instill oral hygiene habits for young wyverns.
So you might be surprised to learn that cavities are the most common disease affecting children. More common than asthma and childhood obesity, children with cavities are more likely to have oral pain, miss school, and perform poorly in school than their peers. And about 50% of children are affected by tooth decay by the time they enter school, but it is entirely preventable.
Lay also notes that taking care of baby teeth is just as important as adult teeth. Parents and caregivers should schedule their child's first dental visit when their first tooth emerges and no later than their first birthday. I'm Senior Airman Chase Verzal, AFN News.
F-35 Hot Turns. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Catherine Winchell. The 59th Test and Evaluation Squadron exercised rapid aircraft regeneration and employment procedures on the F-35 Lightning II at Nellis Air Force Base, Nevada. Quick turnaround times are critical for survival, and during the test event, maintenance crews completed refueling and munitions loading with the aircraft engines running, a process known as a hot integrated combat turn. Though legacy aircraft has used similar turn procedures, adapting them to the F-35 maximizes the aircraft's capabilities by enhancing both tactical and strategic advantages in air combat scenarios. Master Sergeant Oliver Gutierrez, F-15 and F-16 Operational Test and Evaluation Superintendent, says the goal is to standardize these procedures to ensure maintainers are trained and confident when performing in a combat environment. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.